Off, dude. Nice studio.
I'm sorry?
Nice studio. I like that.
Oh, that's a green screen background, you know.
Of foam? Old foam green screen? How the hell are you, Mr. McAfee?
I'm okay. Yeah, you guys seem to be a little bit slow tonight, but other than that. No.
Slow? Like, how, what are you talking about? Damn, dude.
See? Proof of what I'm talking about. What so you guys about? Seem a little slow. Only one of you got it. Now think about that. Right?
Damn. Well,
I got it. I got it, Mr. McAfee.
Well, Mr. McAfee. Only one of you. Only one of you. That's all I'm saying. All right?
Are you trying to divide us already?
Is it true
you're already, divided? Listen, you were divided before I even got online. My job is simply to sever the connection.
You could never, dude. You could never. You can never sever.
We will challenge you.
It's a fucking Monday night. Do not challenge an old man.
Oh, dude.
Never sever you. Let me spend 2 minutes. Let me listen.
What's up?
This requires, unfortunately, a shot of tequila.
Whoa, dude. Party time. Yeah. You live in salt life, dude. That's what's up. Woo.
Yes, now then.
There you go.
Okay. All right, yeah. First of all, how long have you guys known each other?
What, like 7 years, maybe?
Yeah, probably 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
We go way back.
Do you guys live together?
We used to.
We did, yeah.
Are either of you married?
I'm married, yeah.
He just got married, yeah.
Really? Children?
One child.
Just had his first kid. Like, how many?
1 month old.
Yeah.
You're shitting me. Well, just congratulations. Yeah. So,
thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, well, I'll start fucking with you later, but let's start the conversation with listen.
Go ahead. Jump in. What do you want to talk about?
By the way, where the fuck are you, number guy on left?
Me?
Me?
I need your names again.
That's Shane. I'm Matt McCusker. Shane Gillis is to my left. Matt McCusker is me.
Shane. Shane, yes. Let me talk to Shane.
Go ahead.
No. Does Matt
What's
know?
Going on?
Now, does Matt know that you've been sleeping with his wife? I'm just curious.
Yeah, he knows. We're kind of into it.
Yeah, we're actually right, real yeah. into that kind of stuff, yeah.
I don't think so. I know everything. I'm John McAfee. I'm the world's greatest hacker. I also would not have been able to build the world's largest anti-hacking company, could I? No. Listen, we'll talk about it later, okay? So let's move on.
Norton's the shit in terms of antivirus.
Yeah, we're big Norton guys.
Well, fuck you both. Listen, I don't blame you. But it doesn't matter. McAfee and Norton, it's all trash. It doesn't work. I'm just telling you now, antivirus software does not fucking work in the story.
Damn, you're the man for that. So what do you think about coronavirus? I heard you're calling it some bullshit. The plandemic.
Well, I'm fucking gorgeous in the body to kill for. And
how much do you like pussy?
2 inches taller. 2 inches taller than me. I'm sorry.
How much do you love pussy?
Yeah. I mean, you're going to put a woman with me for the first time? I'm going to turn her around a few times and take a look. What's her front look like? What's her side look like? What's her back look like? It may be that the pussy is the least important thing for me.
Really?
I might say, bitch, lie on your fucking stomach and put this pillow rolled up under your fucking hips and do it now because I want to look at your fucking ass. I don't know. How do I know, guys?
Heard that.
You're asking me what if questions without giving me realistic correct.
Yo, Norton is a fucking bitch, dude. You own Norton.
Yeah, Norton's a fucking pussy, dude. Gates is a pussy. You are the internet. You're tech.
What's that got to do with a goddamn question? I want to know. I'm curious.
We're just matching your style, bro, and firing questions.
All right.
Here's a question. This is a straightforward one. I'm going to hit you with it. Did you fly the drone over Epstein's Island? / have you ever been to Epstein's Island?
I refuse to answer any question related to that effect.
Fair enough.
Under the grounds of my tent.
Fair enough. Did you kill
Epstein? To incriminate me and force me to find out what your address and situation in life may be, so that I can send you
a
friendly fucking message, right?
I'm a fucking straight shooter, dude.
I'm just right. saying.
McAfee's going to fucking kill you, dude.
You fucking better not, dude.
Once you get on my list, I'm telling you now.
Don't kill us.
Yeah, don't kill us, dude. Don't kill. You need us out here, man. We're good podcasts. Well,
listen, all I'm saying, listen, Sean.
Shane.
When they come, Shane. When they come for you to say, listen, I didn't mean to sleep with my best friend's wife. And that ain't going to help you any. I'm just telling you now. There ain't no fucking excuses for anything.
Dude, can we be your cyber goons?
Cyber goons?
Yeah,
can I don't we know. Be like your are you any flies? Fucking? Are you any fucking good?
Yeah.
Listen, look at me, a dude. Goon is someone where I go, listen, there's a lot of shit coming from Reddit, coming from 4chan. Listen, those 4chan people either want to suck my dick or roast me alive, depending on the goddamn year. But nevertheless, I'm going, right, you goddamn goons, go Google that for me online.
I'll fucking handle that right now, dude. Who's talking shit?
Oh, you have no goddamn idea what to do, do you? If you do, listen.
Say no more, serious? Dude. I'll handle listen. It right now.
Yeah? Bullshit. How? Tell me how.
I'm a cyber goon.
You're talking
goon.
To
I'm a
the
cyber
god.
Goon,
you're the... You are?
Yeah, dude.
I'm 74 years old. I spent 50 of the 74 years in computer technology and computer security. And if you think, mofo, that you can pull something over on me, so tell
I didn't
me.
Say I'm pulling something over on you. I said I'm going to support. I want to be on a part of your squad, dude. Send me somewhere.
Not, Mr. McAfee, I apologize on behalf of my partner here. He's really getting out of fucking line. Not respecting
him. Why aren't you smacking him?
I mean, we're in different states. I would fuck him up if I could for you.
Oh, you're in different states. I see.
Yeah. I'm in an undisclosed location on a
same
lake.
Here, dude. I'm through a VPN right now, dude. You can never crack it.
Shane, are you there because of the illicit affair with the wife?
Oh, no, yeah, I'm trying to hide the fact that, yes, me and Matt's wife have been together.
No, you're hiding out from your partner. I understand that shit. I mean, listen, we're talking about hiding out from people. Janice, baby, she's here. Janice and I are the masters of fucking hiding out. I mean, listen, eight months ago. Janice and I were in a jail in the Dominican Republic. Oh, and by the way, those of you in the audience looking for a jail experience, well, do not start with the Dominican Republic.
What was going on down there?
Yeah, what was it? Yeah.
What was that jail like?
Well, okay, listen, I've been in jail in the United States, Mexico. Multiple times, unfortunately. Yes. Belize, Guatemala, the Bahamas. Yes, this is Bahamas. And a few others. Never have I seen something as challenging as this mofo. Number one, there's no glass on the windows. And we're in tropical goddamn Caribbean fucking jungle where the mosquitoes come out in clouds. So thick that you know Satan is about to eat you alive. And well, it's almost the same thing.
So you can escape? There's no like walls?
What?
There's no glass. How do they keep you in?
No, there's bars on the
with rusted iron fucking bars, dude.
I'd punch them out.
Because
yeah, go ahead.
If there was only glass, let me tell you something. I don't care. I may be 74, but if I can't bust some glass with my elbow to get out of a hellhole jail, then something's wrong with it. No, iron, rusted. Looks like about, you know, from the 16th century when the Spanish first conquered the Caribbean Indians in the Dominican Republic.
How long did you do down there? How long of a stint
We were only in jail 4 days.
That's not
However, it was not a fun 4 days.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I think 4 days in a Dominican Republic jail is like 30 days in a Mexican jail. By the way, I would recommend above all else Mexican jails for misdemeanors. I mean, don't go whacking people, you know, raping somebody's sister, shit like that. No. The misdemeanor type of shit, pissing on the sidewalk, you know, drunk in public. Neither of which, by the way, are illegal in Mexico. I'll try to think of something later. But in any case, where were we? What was the question?
What did you like about Mexican jail?
You were talking about, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Mexican, fuck yes, Mexican jail. So now, for a misdemeanor offense, mm-hmm. which is, again, anything less than murdering your lover, okay?
Sure.
This misdemeanor, meaning no big deal, okay? We'll work it out. Mm-hmm. That's the Mexican system of justice. We'll work it out. You may, you know, do reparations to the parents of the dude that you shot in the head because you were on acid and thought he was Satan. Whatever, who cares? Shit happens. We all understand that. Make reparations to the parents or the wife or the children.
Okay.
Is that not a sane goddamn system of justice? Yes. Duh. Of course. But it'll never catch on in the world of high capitalism. And
what do you think we should do? Do you like communism more than capitalism?
No, I don't like any ism. Good God Almighty!
What about crypto-ism?
Like, if the only ism, there's only one ism. There's only one, and that is
racism.
I wish that was. I mean, that would explain the arguments that I have with my wife frequently. No, individualism. People, there is no other ism. It's you. Your life. And so I got arrested and finally got sent. Wait a minute, what was the question again? I'm off on
a what's your plan for domination?
Yeah, what's your plan? What are you after right now? What's your goal?
Oh, yeah, so I met Janice. Okay, right. Fuck me, that's the issue. I met Janice. So Janice and I, since we met in December, she was a working girl. And I was...
Where'd she work?
A man of... Huh?
Where did you work? Pet like Boys? Home Depot?
On the streets.
Lowe's?
A working girl.
She was like a street performer, like a mime? Like a mime?
Like a silver robot?
No, like a... Tell me what word to use, baby. They're stupid.
I'm not sure what they're talking about. Like a hard-working girl?
A prostitute. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So now.
Oh, gotcha. I heard about those.
I'm sorry, baby. Don't ever reschedule these dudes, all right? I'm just saying.
What are you talking about, dude? This has been a killer interview. What are you talking about, dude?
Come on.
I don't know what constraints. Listen, baby.
Tell them I forgive them for being stupid. It's okay.
Janice forgives you for being stupid, she said. Janice, come on. On the form, on the reply form, from now on, must have IQ greater than 50. I mean it. We're not doing this
anymore. So how'd you get? She was a prostitute. How'd you meet her? Did you guys like bump into each other and spill coffee on each other?
All right. Because here's how we met. So I got out of prison.
Yeah.
And
you're horny.
December.
You're in there for 3 days.
December 13th of 2012.
Uh-huh.
And it was quite a fucking event. They'd shut down the whole goddamn boulevard on the prison to the airport. Why? The president of Guatemala had finally said, because the entire world is watching this drama, high fucking drama, had said, listen, get him out of my country. I don't give a shit what happens to him after that. But if someone whacks him while I'm in my country, I'm going to burn your families alive, all of you. That's how they do business down there. Mm. I'd never seen it. 6 a.m. I'm in bed with somebody, Amy, maybe more, who knows. I jump out of bed. I have my pistol.
Are you hard when you jump out of bed?
Pardon? Yeah, did you have a boner?
Yeah, do you have a boner? Because it was early in the morning. You were laying with a bunch of girls.
Now, how would I fucking know? I had a pistol in my hand. That was my biggest thing. Where's my goddamn gun?
True.
It's in my hand. So I don't give a shit what my dick is doing. I got to survive now.
Fair enough.
So I go outside.
Well, that's a special force. If you approach the boner,
coming down, coming down the driveway, having broken through my security gate.
Yeah.
Soldiers doing the lockstep. Fuck me. These are serious dudes, right? Mm-hmm. Hang on. In any case, so now, it was a bad day. They shot one of my dogs in front of my eyes. Soldier saying, said, Mr. McPhee, do you think we're not serious? And he had the dog put his rifle to his head and blew his head off.
It's fucked up.
In front of me. And there are photos of that, by the way, on the net. Why does this sound weird? Who knows? Let's try this. That's much better. Yes. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. So the soldiers
just shot your dog's head off.
It was a terrible day. They destroyed $500,000 of the property, shot my dog, confused me.
That's mean.
Carted me off to jail, let me out immediately.
After the argument, you gave her a drink, and then she took it and just, she like forgot.
Who's this?
This was in the Showtime documentary, The Young Lab.
I haven't seen it. Okay.
I know you
don't have time. I don't have time for shit like that.
So I know you wrote a thing saying it was bullshit.
Well, I mean, for a little I've heard about it, yes, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, and you haven't heard any of what they were saying you were doing in there, like getting dumped on and stuff?
Well, of course I've heard those things.
Duh. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I
could care less.
Sure, I hear you. I'm with you.
What people want to say.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Which is why I don't want to watch it. I've already lived in my shoes. I know me.
True. I watch it.
This is not the worst press I've ever had.
It was fishy.
Sorry?
It was fishy. I saw it. It was fishy.
Fishy?
It was fishy.
Well, I like fish.
True.
Tuna? Raw? How much eat?
I mean, that would get my goat if the Fiji government made up a documentary about me. That would piss me off.
Oh, that's you.
True.
I don't care what anybody else thinks or says. Or does about me. If it touches me, then I'll stand up and say, back off. If it doesn't, I mean, that didn't touch me.
Didn't touch me. Good way of looking at it. Okay. It did say you paid people.
They didn't send out 15 Israeli hitmen to whack me. No, they didn't inject shit. So why could I care?
Yeah, the last thing you want is 15 Jewish guys coming after you.
Well, And Mossad people. Now listen, Mossad, the scariest people on this planet.
Really?
Have you interacted with them?
Duh. Hang on.
Yes.
Have you ever seen photos of me with my security teams?
Okay. Yes.
And I've had over 200 security, in the past 25 years. All of them mean mofos. And those rare occasions where I could hire someone from Mossad, fuck yes. I don't care if it cost me five times with anybody else. I would fire five people and hire the one.
What do they do?
What do they do? Well, I mean, they don't do accounting.
I mean, what do they know? What kind of are they good at? Like, what's that karate they do? It's
Krav Maga or whatever.
Okay, people, you watch too much television.
If, in fact,
you are in a situation where you've got to use karate, then number one, you're incompetent. Mm-hmm. Or number two, your enemy's incompetent for not having killed you already. Do you understand? Nobody ever gets to that point. Why? We have things like firearms capable of whacking a person 2 miles away while the person's moving.
Yeah, but what about like getting a handgun out of someone's hand? Like,
yeah, that shit does not go down, right? I'm sorry. Sure. I don't care what the movies say, okay? please wake the fuck up, kids. Just wake the fuck up, all right?
That's true. Where can I get massages from? I might get a couple. How much scratch are we talking?
A $250,000 a year minimum.
That's it? All right, no problem. Per? Yeah. Or like a team of three? Done.
We might be able to get our Patreon up to actually get one Mossad agent.
Good. You know, listen, rather than that, if I had $250,000 and the world was not actually trying to kill me, like, what? Unless.
An island?
What?
Yeah, maybe an island.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe an island if you're shipping them in.
You could fly all together on like the airplane, call it like the Thailand Express or something. I don't know.
Well, it depends on how much money you have. I'm just giving you the idea. Listen, I'm not going into business with you, okay? So,
go into business with us. Can we please start an island?
We need you.
Three of us.
You would not want that. I promise you.
Let's start a honeypot operation.
You'd be working 20 hours a day.
I'd be cranking you off 20 hours a day.
For the rest of your life.
What, on the island? Why do I got to work on the island? I thought it's our business.
Matt, you have to work. Me and John are hanging out.
You guys just get hand jobs, and I got to take out the trash? This is fucking bullshit.
You got to empty the fucking cum stills.
Listen, I'm sorry. Here's the way it works. Do you think pyramids start at the bottom with a massive base and end up at the top with a point? No, it's the reverse. Dude, you are going to support everything. You're at the very bottom.
I'm the eye, dude. What are you talking about?
Right. You're at the fucking bottom.
This is me.
You're at the point. You're at the point.
No doubt.
So everything that's built on top of that, you got to carry. Get used to it.
No, it's not. I'm at the top, dude. I'm looking down over everything, squashing descent.
Yeah.
John, you're the fucking
man. Hey, baby.
Yo, babe.
Dennis? Do I have any real interviews tonight? I'm just curious.
I'm serious, dude. What are your thoughts on Bitcoin?
What? Bitcoin or cryptocurrency? Listen, yeah. I hate this when people go, I have a Bitcoin, as if that explains the universe. Which one?
Hold on. I have a very serious crypto question. I'm going to bring it up for you right now. Yeah. I'm serious. It's going to knock your socks off. Here it is. You ready for it?
Yeah.
It's coming up. Here we go.
Pop it already.
I'm popping it, dude.
Come on, Matt.
I'm popping it. Here it comes, dude. It's coming.
Is this coming from the inside of your brain?
Yeah,
no,
it is.
I know it's in my brain somewhere.
Here it is.
Is this what's happening?
John, what are your thoughts on decentralized Oracle networks? Do you think they are a good idea? Also, what are your thoughts on Chainlink, a decentralized Oracle network? Have you ever spoken to Sergey Nazarov, CEO of Chainlink? If so, what did you two discuss?
I'm not going to address I'm never going to address any specific personality nor any specific product. What?
I was asking if you had any hard-hitting questions for you.
I think there was one rumor about you where people were dumping on you through hammocks.
Yeah.
Is that true?
A sexual thing?
Yeah, where people were taking shits on you.
That sexual thing, right?
Yeah, sexual dumps. Not like just like, you know,
not like sanitation. Gross dumps.
What the fuck?
This is a rumor. I just wanted to ask.
Well, no, I'm saying.
I think it's
who
cool.
Who cares? What I the fuck awesome. Business is it if anybody's? If it's true. A sexual thing, good God. Did I ask you about your sexual life?
Yes, almost immediately.
Have you ever licked an asshole?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Have you sodomized another human being?
Yeah,
and how do you feel about that?
I'm pretty excited about it.
None of your fucking business what I do in bed. I promise you, if we were to divulge, me and my present and past wives, girlfriends, and associates, the truth of our sexual relationship, it would make that sound so fucking kindergarten.
That's awesome, dude. That's right, awesome. You're talking about you've got dumped on from higher up than a hammock and had the mega splash.
Jesus Christ almighty, man. That is so low down on the kink scale.
Well, it's going to be something wild.
If you're bringing that shit up as kink.
What's your current kink? Come on.
My current kink?
Yeah.
Damn. I'd like, everybody knows that fisting is one of my favorite things.
I heard that.
Always been into anal fisting.
John McAfee.
Not so much vaginal. Janice said I got to wind this up. Is it because of language, baby, or the time? Oh, I got another interview coming. I'm sorry. I cannot continue.
Part two coming soon.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.
Thank you very much.
Yo, you're the man. Thank you so much.